item, Americana Bayside, MRRPC signage and landscape features, Route 54.
With my notes, I sent you a letter that the staff received from Mr. Willie. He's the engineer for Americana Bayside. This is a request to permit 12 subdivision and/or village identifying signs. They're also proposing brick walls along the entrance that are greater than 3.5 feet in height, and a proposed landscape feature, which I'll pass down. Basically, I don't have anything else to add, unless you have any questions about their letter.
Gentlemen, one thing I'd like to add on this, you have a letter attached to the information that was provided to you. It's been a little while since we've had an RPC with the cluster ordinance taking effect. But an RPC, under the code, allows greater flexibility by the commission and perhaps by the applicant, and it takes into account design ingenuity, civic design, land use planning, and landscape architecture as a couple of the elements that the commission can look at when reviewing an application. And so that gives, as I said, greater flexibility to not only the commission but perhaps the developer too with regard to the overall scheme of the project. So that being said, I think they're within the RPC realm when they ask for these requirements. It's up to you all whether it's appropriate or not, certainly, but what they're asking for, I think, is within the RPC section of the code, of the zoning code.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one question, if I might.
Yes, sir.
I can't see the drawings. My only question is whether or not the signs, walls, or other features interrupt the ability of being able to go from the sidewalk to another sidewalk or to another connecting trail. We've had this kind of issue in some other developments, and I just want to make sure that there's continuity there.
Well, apparently there is someone here representing or capable of representing this application, so since the question has come up, we will invite them to speak. And I believe it's Mr. Fuquay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, actually there is an 8-foot wide multimodal path that runs along the wall on the outside of the wall, it doesn't interfere with that. And like I said, it's 8 foot wide, so it's for pedestrian as well as bicycle use. Mr. Chairman, if I may, if I can just quickly summarize this, because there's a lot of things that was in the letter that was submitted.
That would be helpful.
As was stated, and you're all familiar with Americana Bayside, it's a large-scale residential planned community containing 1,700 residential units and over 200 square feet of commercial and retail space. What GMB has prepared is a comprehensive, I think what we're calling a signage and landscape feature plan. In connection with the overall development, when they got into the details of the actual layout, some technical things came up, and we just wanted to address those and make sure we were in compliance with the commission's approval. And as Mr. Robertson just stated, being an RPC, it's really the commission that has the final say on what these things should be. Basically, there's two main items that we're coming to you about. One is what I would call the entrance feature, and Route 54 would be out here, right here. There's going to be a new main road. This is the main entrance that will go into Americana Bayside, which will be Americana Drive or Boulevard and Parkway.
One of those.
One of those words. There's a brick and stone wall that will frame that road. It'll be a very attractive landscaping feature coming in. It'll vary in height, as you can see, just for planning for architectural purposes, and it goes from about 3.5 feet up to about 5 feet. And then periodically there are these columns, which will either be a planning urn with obviously planning in there, or a, for lack of a better word, a street light with a banner on top of it. So those columns will be interspaced along that entranceway. In addition, there is it's really a landscape feature that will be located out at the front entrance to that road that, for lack of a better word, it's being called a tower. It's not a building in it. There's no use for this. There's no storage in it. There's actually no door to it. You can't even get inside of it. And it really is just a landmark to identify Americana Bayside. I assume into the future it'll become the place that people will say, when you get to the tower there, turn left, and that's how you get into Americana Bayside. But yeah, to me, it's more like the totem pole at Bethany Beach. It's an identifying feature of where Americana Bayside is.
How tall is it?
It's approximately, it's less than 25 feet. That's okay. Maximum point.
Is there just one of them?
Just one of them. And then that's really the entrance features. And then the second thing is about the signage. And technically, the ordinance permits a development to have two identifying signs for a development. And obviously, Americana Bayside is, in size, is much more than a regular development. So what's being proposed is there will be, at this entrance on this side of it, there's going to be a wall sign that basically identifies the development. And then there'll be another sign on the other side identifying the development. And then what we're proposing to have is there's several other road entrances that actually come into Americana Bayside. And we're proposing to have an additional sign at each one of those entrances where a state road would come to Americana Bayside. This is an existing sign that has already been done down there. I think this is off of Sam Church Road. And I think you can see the quality of what is being done. And that's the way everything at Bayside is basically being completed. So what we're proposing under this comprehensive signage request is that at the main entrance, there would be the signs that I mentioned. That's the wall sign, which is located at the corner of 54 and Americana Parkway. That'll be about 60 feet from Route 54 right away, and 25 feet from American Parkway. And the Route 54 right-of-way is being widened as part of the Americana project. If you've been down there, they're doing the work down there where it's being moved. It's being extensively widened. The second sign at the entrance is on the west corner of Route 54 and Americana Parkway. That'll be 31 feet from Route 54. That does get closer to the Americana Parkway, and it actually varies from 7 feet to 22 feet from the right-of-way. And the reason for that is right at that entrance is where DelDOT has put their new stormwater management pond for this expansion of Route 54. So it's basically being placed between the stormwater management area and the wall. The other signs would be at the Sand Cove Road entrance, the Williamsville Road entrance, and the Sound Church Road entrance, which is the picture I showed you. And then in addition, within the development, it's the intention, which again I think just makes sense, that there'll be a number of signs placed at the different villages. Because of the size of the Americana development, it's broken up into several villages, areas. So at the entrance to each one of those villages, there'd be another identification sign for that village. And also, you may recall that in the middle of Americana Bayside, or surrounded by Americana Bayside, there's a development called Rio Rico. And the developer has agreed with Rio Rico that they would create a new identifying sign for that development that would be consistent with the Americana Bayside logo or signs. It's not technically part of the development, but it would be similar to the signs being done for that. So basically what we're asking is that this here, which is an amendment to the Master RPC, Comprehensive Signage and Landscaping Plan, be approved by you. And as I said, it really addresses the entrance items and the signage items. And if you have any questions, myself or Jim Willey would be happy to try to address them.
All right, sir. Thank you. We appreciate your comments. Any questions, John?
Tower lit or unlit? Your big major tower.
Is the tower lit?
John, sir, if you're going to speak, I need you to come up front, identify yourself. The recording equipment does not recognize you. We do, but it doesn't.
Thank you. Douglas Brown, Carlin Freeman Communities.
Thank you.
The tower itself will be lit with like uplighting, landscape lighting. The smaller brick areas are actually lamp houses that will be lit. There'll also be pedestrian lighting along the sidewalk.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Was there any conditions in the RPC approval that dealt with limitations on signs?
No.
No.
One of the things it looks like dealt with, though, there was supposed to be, or is this in conjunction with the requirement for getting evacuation, you know, people in and out of Bayside? Because that was one of the requirements.
I mean, yeah, I think that was a separate evacuation plan. I think that was going to be implemented through the Homeowners Association, basically a notification of impending emergency conditions and suggestions in coordination with the state agencies and for evacuation.
I wasn't sure if somehow or another the signage tied into that to get people in and out or get emergency vehicles.
Well, I think it's more that this, you know, the ordinance is really addressing our normal subdivision or development, and here obviously this is really, from a practical point of view, a number of developments than a development.
And for the commission's benefit, again, the commission's going to have to decide, you know, whether this is an appropriate request, but it's based on the RPC ordinance. I mean, somebody that's coming in for a subdivision would not, I think they'd probably have to go to the Board of Adjustment or some other means with regard to signs. Under the RPC, there is more flexibility, and so it's more on a case-by-case, development-by-development, and you look at the scale of the development and other issues when you're deciding.
Well, the ordinance gives them permission to ask and gives us the authority to grant or deny.
Or so. Deny, exactly.
So, gentlemen, this belongs to us. So whatever you.
How long is that wall?
The length of it?
Does that run down 54 or how far down
there? It would look nice.
From that wall will actually run.
Mr. Willie, I need you to introduce yourself.
Yes. Jim Willie, George Miles and Buer.
Thank you.
The tower is located out by 54, and this wall will frame the street all the way into town center. So it will be about 800 feet long.
Internal to the development.
And there will, you know, the entrance to the shopping center, of course, the wall stop.
About along 54.
Yeah, what about that one?
Along 54, and it's going to be very hard for us to see on here. Just the wall comes back, scrolls around that tower, and stops. Yeah. So it's a nice thing down 54. On this side, it comes down 54, about 30
feet. That's what the biggest concern would be. Site buildability on 54 more than on the interior.
Right. Well, that's why it's, you know, set back, and in terms of where the stop bar is, et cetera, that it will not be in the visibility. Cars turning into or out of Americana Bayside. And then as the wall goes along from 54 into town center, there are no homes or businesses or anything that front out or exit. Enter onto the street directly, so it won't be blocking anything there. Basically, a wooded area, and we're hoping to use the architectural features of the wall to help frame the wooded area and add to the gateway.
How far is your setback?
The setback on 54 is a 60 by our RPC condition is a 60-foot highway corridor overlay zone, where the first 20 feet is a landscape buffer. And then we have an additional 40 feet to mix to 60 feet. These other lots, again, this area is a conservation area. So yes, it would technically have a 25 or 30 foot setback off of Americana Parkway, but there's nothing being built here. Both these pink areas are conservation areas. This is a stormwater management pond, and we have a 30 foot front yard on this, what we've identified as Village J, which will be a shopping center, grocery store in the future. So basically the answer is 30 feet.
30 feet.
20, 30 feet on the shopping center.
But 30 feet back from 54.
Oh no, back from 54, again, our building restriction line is 60 feet from 54.
You're talking about the fence or the wall?
Well, the wall is greater than 25 feet from 54.
Okay.
And the wall is in the front yard setback along Americana Parkway. The wall is not intended to be set back behind the setback in the interior portions. But it is greater than 25 feet from the, and again, I think Shane mentioned earlier, you know, if we went to the point in time right now, the Delta right of way is actually about additional 60 feet further north, but when the work's completed and they re-record the road widening there, it'll be greater than 25 feet from the future development roadway.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Americana Bayside for signage and landscape features, my motion is for deferral at this point. I need more time to consider what I've just heard and perhaps visit the site.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on Americana Bayside MRRPC signage and landscape features on Route 54 to allow the commission more time to consider the testimony presented and to visit the site. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.